Alistair Ferguson, the Letterkenny coach, today, and as I say, this was 50 years on from the club was founded. The home team were playing against Lurgan, who are the top side in Championship 2. Alistair, the scoreline, I think, is a wee bit flattering in the fact that the final score was 54-26. They scored 8 tries, their out half converted 7, which puts the score up. But you come back with 2 late scores to give yourself a try bonus point. And that, you know, considering what happened before, must give the team a great confidence.
It's important we try and take some positives from the game and always take some, you know, points from the game, whether that's a losing bonus point or a win. And it was positive today that despite a really poor start physically, we managed to waken up. Our line-out functioned well, our attack started to tick. And the boys, to be fair, when they got going in the second half, fought back in terms of getting the 4-try bonus point. So that's the positive, but I think we've loads to work on going to Virginia next week defensively.
Well, they also, of course, if you take the first half, you had a player over the line and was held up when he should have touched down. There was a rolling maul, which I couldn't understand the referee penalised, because it was obvious that they'd come in from the wrong side. Those 2 scores there before half-time could have left the scores nearly level. And, of course, that's some of the things. They come back then, of course, and scored 3 quick tries, which took the game totally away. But nevertheless, Stephen Torrens came back, your big number 8, a very impressive player, came back with a very good individual score to bring the game back. But then, as I said, those two late scores must have given you a lot of confidence, because it'd been very easy for the boys to have their heads down. But no, they fought the final whistle.
Yeah, those fine margins early on, and that, as you say, that first sort of half hour could have left a very different complexion in the game. That's happened a couple of times this season where it hasn't quite went our way and we haven't been able to react. As you say, like Stevie's run into midfield and how he finished the try off, that was felt like a turning point, that we got back on it and we started to deliver on what we were trying to do, and it gave us something to build on. So we take that and we try and tighten up, and when we get the chances on the fine margins, We try and get better, we try and increase our accuracy. I thought that was the thing about Lurgan, is any time they got a sniff, they were really, really clinical. And you can see the experience they've come through in this league and why they've got 5 wins out of 5 and why when they get a line break, they execute on it.
Well, and the other point, the last time I was up here was the Limavady game. And again, you could have had a couple more points from it. But I was delighted to see the following week home here. To Monaghan, you had a very good 29-26 result. That must have given you a lot of confidence.
Definitely did, and it was a case of, you know, our attacking play that day was really, really on the money. But again, the good thing about Monaghan that day was we had them well beaten, and they came back in the last 10 minutes and took a losing bonus point and a 4-try bonus point from that. So the league's going to come down to really, really fine lines, and we're realistically, it's 4th place to 10th place. On their day, anybody can beat anyone, and you're seeing, you know, we're in that group, and we believe that we can beat anybody in that bottom 6, but equally we need to learn to be competitive in those games against the top 3 or 4 sides and take whatever we can, and today we've done that, thankfully.
Well, you're missing, of course, your centre, Faulkner.
Yeah.
And
Milev.
And Bratton. He's second row as well, your assistant coach. Those two guys, of course, would bring a lot of experience to the team. Any chance of them being fit shortly?
We think Dan Faulkner will be another 2 or 3 weeks away. So he broke his thumb badly in the Monaghan game in the first 2 minutes, and he played the whole match with it, and he was probably man of the match that day. And it goes to show the type of character he is. Mm. But, you know, he's had to go and get an operation, get a cast on it since then, and we don't want to rush him before it's ready. Bratton's shoulder still playing up a wee bit, but we do think that, you know, come late November, December time, getting both of those guys and Ralph Milev back in the squad will give us another lift. But it's just dealing with the injuries as they come, because, you know, you get one back and you can lose another, so that's the good thing. We have a squad now to be able to deal with that, and nobody let themselves down today in that 18-man squad. So.
No, well, this is it. But those two boys that I'm talking about there, I mean, that, you know, one's a general in the back line, one's sort of controls the liners and calls the shots there. But if they come back, but I mean, against that, that gives some of the lesser, not lesser players, that gives some of the inexperienced players the opportunity to step up and take, you know, to the mark and show what they're capable of, given responsibility.
Definitely, and they have. The positive thing about the first six games is you can see the growth and you can see the progression and guys stepping up the plate and taking responsibility and taking ownership of delivering. Well, except the line out today, you know, I thought Kieran Clark and Ross Harkin and Jack Kennedy were excellent. You know, we've struggled there for a couple of weeks, but they've really taken control of that, and that's, as you say, that's without Adam Bratton. Mm-hmm. So it's positive that we're growing and we have strength to come back into it.
Well, certainly, I mean, the Lima Valley game, which was the first of the season, the one where, as I say, you could have got a few points. I could see a big difference now in the pack compared to Lima Valley. And I would say, to be quite honest, with no disrespect to Lima Valley, that that's a much stronger pack there that Lurgan came down. And to, you know, to match them in most facets of the game, I mean, where the difference probably was out wide, where they had a lot of pace from full back and the two wingers that led to a few scores.
Yeah, it was interesting actually what the captain, Chris Digamus, said to the boys after was, you know, that's a team that are probably going to win the league or be there or thereabouts. And he said, you know, surely we belong here. Whenever we can compete with them up front, whenever we can, you know, we have plenty of positives from even a performance like that where we're beating 54-26 that suggests this is the standard of rugby we should be playing. And we think we can tweak the things in the back line or some of the wee defensive frailties that will mean we're a lot more competitive on the scoreboard, but still it's much more enjoyable to play really quality teams as opposed to, you know, the last few years where maybe it was dead rubbers of matches and we didn't really get the learning and the progression. We're being challenged, we're being tested, but that's what we need if we're going to get better.